Revelation's climax has to do with the new earth, salvation in the new earth for God's people. However, Revelation's climax on planet Earth has to do with the last final conflict, Revelation the 13th chapter. We've gone into detail about this, the Mark of the Beast scenario. That passage is punctuated on both sides with some interesting verses. Revelation 12:17, introducing Revelation 13 and the final crisis, says the devil is angry with those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. After describing the crisis, Revelation 13, then we go to Revelation 14, and it says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Notice the commandments of God show up at both the beginning and end of the crisis. So Revelation 14:12 underscores the fact that those who survive, meaning those who survive the crisis, here is the patience of the saints, here are the survivors. They do two things. They keep God's commandments and have the faith of Jesus. We've described in detail what the faith of Jesus is in this context. But having faith is one of the most critical things that we can have in the last days. It is the most important. And so we're going to shift our focus from the book of Revelation to the concept of faith, and also faith and works and their relationship, because there's so much confusion about them today. Hebrews 11th chapter is called the faith chapter, or the hall of faith. Those who were faithful through the ages recorded in this chapter. And it starts out, well, in verse 6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So faith is essential. Luke 18, verse 8, Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, referring to himself, will he find faith on the earth? Now today, literally billions of people claim to have faith. Faith in God, faith in Christ, faith in something else. Jesus said that when he comes again, faith would be a very rare commodity. So there must be a difference between our definition of faith and God's definition of faith. Let's go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and verse 1, which tells us a definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things not seen and those things that are hoped for. In other words, if we see something, we don't need faith. It's like the preacher that stood up and said to his congregation, there's a difference between fact and faith. That you're sitting out there is fact. I can see you. That anyone's listening, that takes faith. So clearly, there's a difference between what is visible and what is, by faith, believed to exist, such as God. But faith is confidence in the unknown because of the past. In other words, God doesn't expect us to have blind faith. He gives us a track record. He gives us the Bible, stories of people of faith and how that faith was rewarded. When we give our hearts to Jesus and take baby steps of faith, and he rewards those faiths, we develop our own track record. So we have the stories of others, we have our own experiences, and little by little, we have greater faith. I've driven on many roads. I believe I've driven approximately 1.5 million miles in my driving career. And so, I have, every time I'm on a new road and come over a hill or approach a curve, I stop my car on the shoulder, I get out, look over the hill, look around the bend to make sure the road continues. Now, how many believe that? I'm sure you don't believe that. No, because I have a track record of roads in America. Now, I have driven roads in other countries, and believe me, it's different. But here in America, I've never had the road just end around the corner without a sign. And so I've developed faith because of a track record. God wants us to have faith in Him because of His track record. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.